The Guinness Book of World Records is all about superlatives. The heaviest bug on record is the New Zealand weta. It looks like a giant cricket and weighs in at over 70 grams. That's like clocking a quarter pound of exoskeleton. So, what bug in the world is the biggest, the oldest, the whitest, the rarest, the fastest flyer, the fastest runner? Hey, all, this is E. Emmett Brady once again, creator and host of the Insect News Network. And these topics are all interesting and fun to learn. And our segment of today's episode, The Extremities and Complexities of the Insect World, it's part two of this week's look at the microcosm. And here's a bit more of a tricky question. What insect is the most dangerous? Now, of course, spiders aren't insects, but one bite might kill a person. Bees might attack an entire village. And of course, insects that carry diseases deliver their blow in sheer numbers. They infect hundreds of millions of people around the world every year. But what about the insects who eat our food and threaten global food security? This is one of the most ominous aspects of the human-insect connection, which reveals itself under the examination of global climate change. Many of the insect species that are attacking our food crops are now able to reproduce two times per year. This means that they eat the early and the late crops, and the pesticide treadmill cannot keep pace with their numbers. The persistent onslaught of bugs also means that ecosystems aren't able to develop resistance, especially in the face of massive deforestation, soil depletion, and overpopulation. This is a concept that I refer to as peak pesticides, where the detriments of using these chemicals far outweigh the benefits and actually starts to cause us harm. I might suggest that we have already reached and exceeded that threshold. To make matters worse, over 1,500 specimens of insects around the world have already developed resistance to pesticides altogether. Sounds a little depressing, doesn't it? Well, it seems like there's no way to avoid it. Or is there? These are some of the more baffling and complicated questions that I look at on the Insect News Network. We examine the world of bugs on the platforms of the practical, the compelling, and the sublime. Now, to hear more of the superlative show and let me know your opinions on the topics, go to insectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 23, that's #23, to learn more of the insect extremities and complexities. I promise you, this show is the best. It's the most original, the most empowering, the boldest, the funniest, the scariest.